Blog Talk Radio.
In so far as the citizens of the earth, instead of honoring sacred obligations, America has given the Negro people a bad check. A check which has come back of insufficient funds.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
But we refuse to believe that the
there are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand,
we refuse to believe that
the greatest gift of all. Standing day by day, and just a change. We all a part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day, just you and me.
Now is the time. Rise from the mountain, just to come in.
Oh, send them your heart.
The path of grateful
love. So they know the sun is ahead.
And so we all must lend a helping hand.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
You're not bad.
We are the world.
We are the world.
purpose. Even by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veteran who created suffering. Continue to work with a faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be saved. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right down in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in all flesh. Shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the path that I go back to the south with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith.
This is Dr. King in our Bible study tonight. And I want to tell you, Saturday, we'll be in Marquette Park. Well, Dr. King marched for open housing in Marquette Park, toning for truth and justice. I want to talk a little bit about what happened. Dr. King marched down 63rd and Ashland to 71st and Ashland over to Weston for open housing back in the day. And Reverend Dunlap, Reverend Sargent, and Frosty Grady, Mother York. We marched to Marquette Park for open housing and for blacks to be able to live And back then, blacks could not stay in Marquette Park. It was white only. A couple of blacks got beat with baseball bat right on 71st and Western, across Western. And it was so bad, blacks couldn't even drive through there. And after Dr. King came to town, we had a march. And the march was an open housing march. And we had people working, trying to do it now. What happened? I want to tell a story tonight. This Bible class story. I want blacks to know we done come a long ways right in Chicago. And we still got a long ways to go. White supremacy and racism is still real on these jobs, in these stores, in different parts of the city where blacks can't go. You know, we're still dealing with white supremacy and racism. One of the things we did when we marched from 63rd and Ashland all the way to 71st and Ashland and went west down across the railroad track to Western, across Western. They had a group called the Nazis, and they had a camp there saying, "Niggas, go home." But we still marched. Ben Branch was playing the saxophone, and we all was marching. And the first time, they ran the people back. They ran them back. They had to go back. The police said, "I can't protect y'all. Y'all got to go back. But we can't protect." But so many whites had signs up on Western going towards Sacramento, "Nigga, go home." Now, you might say this is cruel, but I want to tell you what happened. Why are you getting your education? Why are you fighting and killing each other when people said, "Nigga, go home"? Okay? This happened. Now, you ain't got to look in the Bible. This happened in real life time. Okay? After that, we went, Dr. Reverend Dunlap, Reverend Coleman, Reverend Hatchett, Reverend Evan Blair, Reverend John Thurston of SCLC got together. And we had about 500 people marching. And they were throwing bricks and stuff and going on. But what happened, we employed got together with the Teen Nation. We got the vice lords from the west side. From Inglewood, we got the Gangster Disciples. And from Woodlawn, we got the Black Peacestone Nation. So we had a meeting with those young men, and they marched. They were Dr. King's bodyguard. And when we marched to Cicero, but we marched to Marquette Park, and after Dr. King had to rush off to Washington, we kept marching. So Jeff Ford, Larry Hoover, and the Kings of, y'all call them gangs, we call them Teen Nation. They were the black vanguard of the community. They stopped a lot going on in the community. When the police weren't doing that, they were stopping crime over in Woodlawn, over in Inglewood, over in Lundale. These young men. Now, I want to tell you before we go any further, we had Mark Clark and Fred Hampton. So the city and Abraham and him put a hit. That means they had a contract on all the youth that was marching with Dr. Martin Luther King. Y'all didn't know this. They killed Mark Clark and Fred Hampton. They come up at night and they killed him. Shot him down and lied. They tried to kill Jeff Ford, but Jeff Ford had so many young men around him that had them pistols. They couldn't do that to Jeff. And they couldn't do it to Bobby Gore on the west side. They couldn't do it to Larry Hoover. Now, this was a conspiracy with the city and the government to kill these young men because they was marching with Dr. King. This is history. So what happened after they couldn't kill Jeff? They couldn't kill Larry. they cocked a story up to put him in prison. Larry Hoover in prison for life. I think he's 70 years old now. Jeff Ford in prison for life because of the lies that the state's attorney and the judge and the crooked police, that's why they're in jail. But black folks didn't know that because sometimes and the fake newspaper wouldn't tell the truth. But that's why Jeff is in jail, and that's why Larry Hoover is in jail. That's where some of the main 21 was shot and put in prison because they were standing up for the black community. So this month, we're going to march to Marquette Park, tone, stop the killings. A lot of people don't know what the killing's about, black on black. They don't even understand that if we didn't have them young black men, we would have got killed. Dr. King would have got murdered in Chicago. I want to thank the West Side Organization, the Kenwood Oakland Organization, Mama Annie with the Woodlawn Organization, Woodlawn Sisterhood, Miss Grady with the Inglewood Coalition. Now, Mama Annie, she cooked food before we marched to Marquette Park. She had a pot of greens and cornbread. All the young fellas ate, and then they marched. But because they were so organized that the police backed up. Police said, you can't go. The police said, well, we can't go. We can't protect her. We said, we got Jeff Ford to protect us. We got Larry Hoover to protect us. We got the Latin Kings protecting us. We got we had all the community organizations. Young men, because of their actions, doors will open up. Because of their actions, jobs. We marched on the construction industry. Well, they wouldn't hire blacks. They wouldn't hire black plumbers, black bricklayers, black operators. You know, because of the young teenagers, they got a grant. See, they kicked them out of school. But what happened after we began to march, they got training programs to learn them how to drive bulldozers, how to do plumbing, how to be bricklayers. All that was given because of the march. So I want to get it straight and let you know what it is, what happened. So the march was open housing. See, a lot of people don't know that it was a conspiracy to kill all the leaders of the of the Teen Nation. They got a chance to kill Mark Clark and Fred Hampton, but they couldn't kill Jeff and they couldn't kill Larry. And as right now, a judge said Larry's the most dangerous man in the world. And look what Hitler, look at the Hitler mentality, and look what Trump did. Trump went and stormed the White House. That's treason. Ain't nobody went to prison. Trump's still out of here. So there's a law for black folks. There's a law for white folks. There's judgment and prison for black folks, freedom for white folks. Y'all don't want to hear me, but this is the real stuff that's going on in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, but to get together. Now, that's what I wanted to let you know that. A Saturday, marching to Marquette Park, Dr. King did it, and they put a statue up that in honor, but all of them that died, Reverend Clay Evans, lots of people have died. Reverend A.I. Dunlap, Coco, lots of them died. Bob Lucas, lots of them died. No matter they died, but they're the one we standing on the back of our ancestors. They're the one marched. They're the one went and stood in front of the police when the police said, we can't go. We can't protect y'all. Them young men said, we can protect Dr. King. Bishop, we can protect you. Reverend Dunlap, we can protect you. We can protect the women and the children. Because that unity of the black community, they had to separate it. They could not. It was a contract, y'all. It was a contract to kill all the leaders of the youth movement. Now, they tried to kill the leaders of the Vice Lord, the leaders of blacks over there, leader of the Stones, leader of all of that was set up after they couldn't kill him because, let me tell you, Mark Clark and Fred Hampton were killed by Everett Hammerhand and the Chicago police. Went in and killed them at 4 o'clock. They tried to hit Jeff and try to hit Larry. They couldn't do it because Larry and Jeff had their soldiers and wasn't nobody going to touch them. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. This is the hit on our youth. After they couldn't kill them, they put them in prison with judicial laws, with laws saying they did this and they did that. The money that came in, opportunity is not. The money was stolen and they went to jail for the money and they were no accountant. Okay? This is the kind of stuff that's been happening. And I want to deal with this as you get your Bible tonight. This is the 8th month, the 3rd day, 2022. We're talking about storms and floods. We're talking about breaking curses and witchcraft. And the reason we're talking about that, you need to know about that. I just want to share that with you tonight. Well, ain't nobody never told the story. When you know the story, you got to tell the story. If you don't know the story, you can't tell it. Hello? So I want you to write this down and check your history. You ain't gonna find it because this, and we had Dr. King came to town and had a program to learn people how to read and write. And Mayor Daley, old man Daley, cut the program off and told them they don't need to learn and read to write. They were kicked out of school. Receive the healing that God got for you, and what's going on, what goes around, come around. And Malcolm said, Dr. King said, when you send bad news, it's going to come back. You know, police shoot each other. They shot George Floyd. They shot the man 60 times. Now, what I'm saying about that, stop the killing, take the baby. If police killing is wrong, if citizen killing each other is wrong, but God's going to turn that stuff around. But I want to say this to him. I'm living, I'm reading the book of Enoch. I want to share that with you tonight. And it's telling what's going on right now. The storm, the God of the wind, the God of the flood, the God, it's burning in one part of the country. It's flooding in one part, earthquake in another, because men have strayed away from the knowledge of the Almighty God. The book of Enoch was so powerful, they took it out. They wouldn't even put it in the Bible because it's dealing with the truth of the Almighty God. Dr. King was a prophet. Malcolm X was a prophet in their day. What they're saying coming true right now. So you got to acknowledge God has sent us away or we might know what's going on. I was reading the book of Enoch, Janice, and it was talking about what was going on and how God had to send justice. And I believe tonight, on this third day, God is sending justice and how you have to overcome that. Enoch was Noah's great-great-granddad, and he walked with God. Tell you tonight, Psalms 119 for you, Psalms 22, and Psalms 38. God wants to bless you, and I want to tell you, it's all in his hands, though. See, and when I tell you it's all in his hands, you got to get ready to know it's all in God's hands. This is the book of Enoch. I want
the
you
book of the watchers.
And the watch of what's going on. This is the book that refused to put in the King James Version because it had so much of truth. It brought out a lot of stuff that was going on.
Loves of the wicked and the righteous. Chapter 1. The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous who will be living in the day of tribulation, when the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me, and from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I saw, but not for this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them, the Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth. And the high mountains shall be shaken, and the high hills shall be made low, and shall melt like wax before the flame. And the earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall all be prospered, and they shall all be blessed, and he will help them all, and light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order, each in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last, how steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees which do not lose their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years till the new comes. Chapter 4. And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth over against it, and you seek shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun. And the earth also burns with earth or on a rock by reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore, give ye heed and know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth forever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year forever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, and their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained, so is it done. And behold how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change not their tasks from his commandments. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. But ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. O ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace. Therefore shall he execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration, and ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, curse, and all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And for you, the godless, there shall be a curse. And all the elect shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all you sinners, there shall be no salvation, and on you all shall abide a curse. But for the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride. But they who are wise shall be humble, and they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath. But they shall complete the number of the days of their life, and their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal gladness and peace all the days of their life. The fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels, the messianic kingdom.
God had Enoch to look at the angels and what was going on.
It came to pass,
this is some of the stuff falling on us.
That in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Semjazah, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear he will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And there were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders. Semiazaz, their leader. Arikabah, Ramael, Mokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijah, Asael, Amaros, Atarel, Ananel, Zachiel, Samsapiel, Satarel, Turel, Jomjael, Sariel. These are their chiefs of tens. Chapter 7. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives. Each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them and defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant and they bare great giants whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the arts of working them, and bracelets and ornaments, and the use of antimony, and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Semjazah taught enchantments and root cuttings, Amaros the resolving of enchantments, Barakijah taught astrology, Kokabel, the constellations, Ezekiel, the knowledge of the clouds, Arachiel, the signs of the earth, Shamsiel, the signs of the sun, and Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Chapter 9. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth, made without inhabitant, cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Semjazah, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates. And they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants. And the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now, behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and make their suit to the gates of heaven. And their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought upon the earth. Thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them. And thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these. Chapter 10. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One, spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, go to Noah, and tell him in my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. Instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein. And place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel sent the Lord, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth and send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days they shall not have, and no request that they, their fathers, make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, Go, bind Semjaza and his associates, who have united themselves with women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is for ever and ever is consummated. And in those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. And let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. So righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth. Destroy from off the earth, and all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration, and shall praise me, and all shall worship me, and the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment. And I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation and forever. Chapter 11. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world, and throughout all the generations of men. Dream vision of Enoch, his intercession for Azazel and the fallen angels, and his announcement to them of their first and final doom. Chapter 12. Before these things, Enoch was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he abode, and what had become of him. And his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the ages. And lo, the watchers called me Enoch the scribe and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers of the heaven who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives, ye have wrought great destruction on the earth, and ye shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity. But mercy and peace shall he not attain. Chapter 13. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds, and I shall not have toleration nor request granted to thee, because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. Then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might find forgiveness, and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually, and in regard to their requests that they should have forgiveness and length of days. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice bidding me to tell it to the sons of heaven, and reprimand them. And when I awaked, I came unto them. And they were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Abel's jail, which is between Lebanon and Senesa, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep. And I began to speak the words of righteousness and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with the tongue of flesh and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand with the heart. As he has created and given to man the power of understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me also, and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you. And from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity. And in bonds of the earth, the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world. And that previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them, but they shall fall before you by the sword. And your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own, even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And the vision was shown to me thus. Behold, in the vision, clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me. And the course of the stars and the lightnings sped and hastened me. And the winds in the vision caused me to fly and lifted me upward into heaven. And I went in till I drew nigh to a wall which is built of crystals and surrounded by tongues of fire. And it began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire, and drew nigh to a large house which was built of crystals. The walls of the house were like tessellated floor made of crystals, and its groundwork was of crystal. Its ceiling was like the path of the stars and the lightnings, and between them were fiery cherubim, and their heaven was clear as water. The flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire. I entered into that house, and it was hot as fire and cold as ice. There were no delights of life therein. Fear covered me, and trembling got hold upon me. And as I quaked and trembled, I fell on my face. And I beheld a vision. And lo, it was a second house, greater than the former. And the entire portal stood open before me, and was built of flames of fire, and in every respect so excelled in splendor and magnificence and extent that I cannot describe to you its splendor and its extent. And its floor was of fire, and above it were lightnings and a part of the stars, and its ceiling also was flaming fire. I looked and saw therein a lofty throne. Its appearance was as crystal, and the wheels thereof as the shining sun. And there was the vision of cherubim. And from underneath the throne came streams of flaming fire, so that I could not look thereon. And the great glory sat thereon. And his raiment shone more brightly than the sun, and was whiter than any snow. None of the angels could enter and behold his face by reason of the magnificence and glory, and no flesh could behold him. The flaming fire was round about him, and a great fire stood before him, and none around could draw nigh him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, yet he needed no counselor. And the most holy ones who were nigh to him did not leave by night, nor depart from him. And until then I had been prostrate on my face, trembling. And the Lord called me with his own mouth and said to me, "Come hither, Enoch, and hear my word." And one of the holy ones came to me and waked me and made me rise up and approach the door. And I bowed my face downwards. Chapter 15. And he answered and said to me, and I heard his voice, "Fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. And go say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee to intercede for them, you should intercede for men, and not men for you. Wherefore have ye left the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, taken to yourselves wives, and done like the children of earth, and begotten giants as your sons? And though ye were holy, spiritual, living the eternal light, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children with the blood of flesh. And as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also who die and perish. Therefore have I given them wives also, that they might impregnate them, and beget children by them, and thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world, and therefore I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now the giants, who are produced from the spirits and flesh, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they are born from men, and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, on earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble, They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. Chapter 16. From the days of the slaughter and destruction and death of the giants, from the souls of whose flesh the spirits, having gone forth, shall destroy without incurring judgment. Thus shall they destroy until the day of the consummation, the great judgment, in which the age shall be consummated over the watchers and the godless, yea, shall be wholly consummated. And now, as to the watchers who sent thee to intercede for them, who have been aforetime in heaven, say to them, you have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not yet been revealed to you, and you knew worthless ones, and these in the hardness of your hearts you've made known to the women, and through these mysteries which work much evil on earth. Say to them therefore, you have no peace. Enoch's journeys through the earth and Sheol. The first journey. Chapter 17. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire, and when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to the place and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of the luminaries and the treasuries of the stars and of the thunder, and in the uttermost depths where were a fiery bow and arrows and their quiver, and a fiery sword, and all the lightnings, me to the living waters and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, in which the fire flows like water and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. I saw the great rivers and came to the great river and to the great darkness and went to the place where flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter and the place where all the waters of the deep flow. I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth and the mouth of the deep. Chapter 18. I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundations of the earth.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing